This is the fun presentation. God willing, videos will work, and you'll get to see some snippets of the actual intervention. And so this presentation, the objectives are really to discuss the role of the Father's Advisory Council in program development, describe how the program was developed, and display some examples of scenes from the program. So the Father Advisory Council was recruited, and we used incentives, including gift cards, reimbursement for transportation and parking for the Father Advisory Council meetings, and dinner was provided. There was an interview guide, and we wanted to make sure that the fathers who were interested in being a part of the council had a commitment to participating in 8 to 10 meetings over 2 years. And so inclusion criteria included that they had to complete an interview, be African American, their child needed to be between the ages of 2 and 5, and they had to be willing to participate, as I mentioned earlier. We had 12 fathers. Their mean age was about 35, 36, ranged from 21 to 44, so there was a diverse group of fathers. And the mean number of children that these fathers had were about 2, but that ranged from 1 to 9 children. This is a picture of the Father Advisory Council. That is Dr. Julian in the center there with the 12 fathers who made up the council. And this is a quote from one of the fathers that said they wanted to be a part of this, to create a program where they can gain and give insight to future fathers that might have similar issues. And I was talking to Charlene earlier about the Father Advisory Council, and I wanted to make sure that I knew what incentives people before this presentation, and she said to me, some of the fathers didn't even want the incentive. They really wanted to do this to contribute. And so their role in the program development was the meetings were guided by discussion questions, and the activities really focused on curriculum and program development. And this included the name of the program, the content, the length, locations for scenes, because this was a video-based intervention. And so they had a say into, well, where should this take place? Should it take place on the sidewalk, in a barbershop, in a basketball court? And so you'll see some of that in the videos. And so they came up with the name Building Bridges to Fatherhood. His face kills me. So after the Father Advisory Council met, and a production team was hired, and they got videos. I mean, they hired actors, and there was this huge ordeal. There was a premiere. And so I said, you gotta put some pictures of the premiere. So these are some pictures from the premiere. After everything was developed, the families that were involved and the fathers that were involved were invited to Rush, and they got to see the videos for the first time together. I don't know if he wanted to be there, but. So these are just pictures from the premiere. This is the video development team. There was a narrator throughout the scenes, and so the gentleman on the right is the narrator. And here's some of the families at the premiere. So in terms of the program implementation, there were two trained group leaders, and there were vignettes that were played in terms of the video scenes, and then there were discussion questions. And so the group leaders would play a video, they would ask questions, and there would be some role play. Let's role play some of the situations that could come up. How are we going to address that situation? There were practice assignments for them to complete, and this was a weekly program. So they would, come for a session, They'd go through their videos, discussion, role plays. They'd have a practice assignment that they were to take with them and complete and bring back some written feedback. These are the different units that were created, and it's divided up into three sessions per unit. They focused on fatherhood. Unit one really is about making sure that African Americans know that they are important to their children. And so that first unit is really challenging the discourse that African American fathers have heard for a long time, that they're not important, that they're uninvolved. This focused on how important they truly are. Unit two is about parenting and making sure that fathers understand where their child is at. Remember, we're talking about children aged 2 to 5. And so that's a, you know, important to know developmentally, where is my child and how do I, you know, implement some strategies to manage and discipline them effectively. Unit three is about communication, which is so important, especially when you are co-parenting in two separate households. And so this session is really about finding ways to communicate effectively and problem solve. And last but not least, Unit 4, which we're not doing right now, is a different unit that is for fathers who are incarcerated. And so that's called Fathering from the Inside. Well, if you couldn't hear it, I can explain it as well. And this video called Fatherhood, Just Try It, I Did It, is about fathers teaching children new things. And so this was just an example of a father who was teaching his child how to cook. And so as you can see, the child was very reluctant at first, but then was really excited when he was able to do something new. And we'll try again. I'm not even sure if I'm like at the speaker, but we'll keep going.
Really? You weren't around when I was in high school, grade school, you know, I had my first girlfriend, first kiss, you know, and I didn't have him to go back and kind of ask, you know, is this supposed to... So I suffered a little. I had to go through some processes to really understand. Man, so when we finally got to this conversation, I'm like, all right, what's up?
So this unit is on fatherhood. Can you guys hear me in the back? Okay. This unit was about fatherhood, and if you couldn't hear, it was just a discussion that was going on in the barbershop about fatherhood and how a lot of African-American fathers grew up without their father being there. And so what implications does that have for them as being a father?
My father wasn't around, his father wasn't around, so it was like, I don't want that to be how my daughter looks at us. Oh, my daddy talks to this female, and that's supposed to be my stepmama. Oh, my mama talking to this man, I call him daddy too. I didn't want her to grow up looking for love because she's missing it from her dad.
So an important piece of this is also the perspective of the mothers, and so there are some videos of the mothers as well, and these videos are then used to spark conversation in groups of the fathers. The intervention is for fathers only, so the mothers are not present in the group, but this definitely pulls the mother into the room so that the fathers can discuss some of the struggles that they're having. And so this was the mother talking about fathers being absent in the household as well and how that impacts the family. And this is Dr. Julian's favorite video that's not showing up, but it is a video of a father who has his two daughters, and he's assisting them and cleaning up. So just another example of parenting, of motivating children in a positive way to get them to do something that you need them to do, which is an important skill to have. For those of you who have children, you know how important that is.
When I was a kid, my old man would tell me to do something. And I said, why? He said, because I said so. You know, that was... Kids said, why? You have to explain.
You should tell.
So if you missed that, that was a man saying that when he grew up, his father would tell him to do something, and he would say, why? And he said, because I said so. So I grew up with that. A lot of people grew up with because I said so. But that unit is really about communication and about communicating and how important it is to give some explanation every now and then. A lot of times we do things because that's the way it was done before, and this is really having some discussion around why it might be important to explain some things to your child.
Change your mentality about them before you have a conversation, before you go to see them.
Yeah.
Just say in your mind, you know what? We're not going to have any problems. It's going to be a beautiful conversation. I'm telling you, the only reason I'm telling you this is because I had to do it.
Yeah.
I had to change my mentality about what I thought about my son's mother.
You guys heard that one, right? And so, you know, these are challenges within the African American family that, you know, we're having. We're as I mentioned earlier, there's tension, there's conflict, and so this intervention really brings that aspect of co-parenting into the room for fathers to problem solve together, to share, but not just, you know, be there just to vent, to really look at how we can make things better so that I can be involved in my life, in my child's life. And I think that's a really important component of the program. I think that's why the fathers that have come to the intervention keep coming to the intervention, because they really enjoy being able to have some of those conversations with fathers who understand what they're going through, and they can put their heads together and problem solve. How can I be involved in my child's life despite the relationship with my child's mother not working out? Oh, I thought I was done, but there's one more.
Go to court and get visitation and all that. Mm-hmm. You know, I guess the mom still, I don't know what it is, but the courts didn't give me really any justice, so I'm getting them every other weekend. So now she says, well, you can't get them this weekend.
Why
not? Well, because you just can't get them. You know, whatever.
Yeah,
you
got
to
do. That's
so
what you
got to
do.
Every time when she wants to, he can't come over. When she's mad at me,
right.
He can't come this weekend. I have made plans and spent money, and now he can't come.
So if you couldn't hear that one, that was about the men talking about the challenges of visitation and how sometimes if there's conflict going on within the relationship, the mother might then say, well, you can't see your child this weekend. And so he talked about going to court and how sometimes the court still is just, you know, not working things out, and he gets them every other weekend. And so with these challenges being presented, it's important for fathers to problem solve their way around it, because remember, the end goal is being positively involved in their child's life. And there's another one.
I don't think you can be a father in jail. No, you know, you can't. You can only be a dad, you know, and try to do what you can, because like you say, you know, a father, see them get up every morning, right? Watch them go to sleep, you know, take them to school, right? You know, do activities with them. How could you do that behind bars? So how could you be considering yourself a father?
I done been, you know what I'm saying, gone from them, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, I just, you know what I'm saying, I can't, you know what I'm saying, make up the time that I have lost with them,
right.
You know what I'm saying? So I just move on,
right.
You know?
Right.
Yeah.
So that's the last unit. As I mentioned, we're not currently using that unit. However, that's the unit that is focused on fathering from the inside. So how do you still be a father, still be positively involved in your child's life, even though you're incarcerated? So that's what that video was about. So here's a quote from one of the fathers from the Father Advisory Council, and it says, Where it's being looked at now as a punchline that fatherhood is an option, what I would stress to younger men, that it's not. Fatherhood is not an option. It's detrimental to the life of that child if you are not around. Here's another quote from a father, and it just emphasizes that fatherhood is not a chore. So this is really emphasizing how this is something that we have to shift the focus. I think African American fathers have been kind of told, oh, it's optional if you're involved or not involved. And these fathers are saying that it's not a choice. It's a responsibility. It's not a chore. It's an honor. And so this is really, again, shifting the dialogue around fatherhood for African Americans and how important it is that they are involved.